For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Last week, Governor Lamont allowed the state eviction moratorium to expire, despite the White House extending the federal moratorium for the end of the month, July 31st. With us now to discuss the aftermath of the governor's decision is Aaron Kempel, the executive director of the Connecticut Fair Housing Center. Aaron, what have you seen in the immediate aftermath of the moratorium's end here in Connecticut?
So what we know is that as a result of the lifting of the eviction moratorium, the governor also did two things that I think are impacting people's landlords' ability to file eviction cases. And the first is that the landlord has said that any landlord who wants to bring a case for non-payment of rent must first apply to the Emergency Rental Assistance Program called Unite CT. So we think that is an excellent step in the right direction. It will ensure that more tenants are able to stay in their home while at the same time getting landlords up to $15,000 in rental arrearages. So we think that is all very good news.
It seemed like there was a two-pronged approach from the governor. Yes, there's they have to wait 30 days, and two, they must apply for relief. And I saw something in the Connecticut Mirror, an article you appeared in, and I want to read you this passage. It said, of the more than 16,000 pending cases, about 6,500 were held up by refusal of a landlord or tenant to cooperate. And by cases, they mean instances where people applied for this federal relief. And continuing on the quote, it says, landlords refusing to file outnumber tenants 4,611 to 1969. What do you think is going on with that?
So one of the things that we've heard from landlords is that they prefer to evict tenants and hopefully rent out the apartment at a higher rate, meaning that despite what they've been telling the governor and despite what they've been telling the press, this really isn't about getting back rent. What it's about is trying to rent apartments for higher amounts to tenants moving into the state or people who can afford to pay higher rent. And we think it's unfair for tenants who have lived in a place for a long time. Maybe they were on time paying rent until COVID hit. And maybe now they and their families are going to face homelessness. And we really appreciate the governor's efforts to stop that from happening.
But ultimately, it might not be effective because of what you just outlined.
Well, one of the things that we have said all along is that slowing things down at least gives people the opportunity to make a more orderly transition into a different unit if that's what's needed. Once a case goes to hearing and the tenant loses, the landlord gets an execution which allows them to move the tenant out. So a marshal will serve the tenant with a notice saying that they have typically between 24 and 48 hours to move out, but often it's much shorter than that. We're trying to avoid as many of those move outs as possible and keep people in place after this very difficult year that many people have endured.
What's your understanding about how much the federal law supersedes our state law or how the two interact?
Well, under the state law, the CDC issued what they call an eviction moratorium, but it is much different than the one that has been in place or was in place in Connecticut. Under the CDC moratorium, tenants actually have to fill out a declaration, give a copy to their landlord, and if they have an eviction case in court, give a copy to the judge. Even then, the moratorium is not automatic. Landlords, we are hearing, are choosing not to honor the declaration, meaning that they're going ahead with evictions, and judges are finding that the CDC declaration was filled out in bad faith or contained some kind of an error, or for some other reason are not allowing the tenants to use the CDC declaration to stay in their units.
To what degree do those places with the highest eviction rates correlate with places with the highest COVID infection rates?
It correlates with the lowest vaccination rates. So one of the things that we're concerned about is that if someone is evicted and has not yet been vaccinated, then they could bring COVID with them and infect others who are also not vaccinated or possibly become infected themselves.
To what degree are you feeling a lot of concern from renters? Are they perhaps lulled into any sort of false sort sense of security, given the fact that the federal eviction moratorium is still in place? Or is there, on the other end of the spectrum, is there panic?
I would say there's panic. Most of the tenants that we speak to are want to pay the rent. In some cases, are begging the landlord to take Unite CT, and the landlords continue to turn them down over and over. I think one piece of good news that we've seen today is that although landlords are still not participating at twice the rate of tenants, the actual number of landlords not participating has fallen. So it was 6,500, I think, when I spoke with CT Mirror last week. It's now fallen to 4,600 landlords who are not participating.
Oh, so there's been progress.
There has been progress, yes.
Aaron, we had Bruce Marks of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America on last week, and he was saying that his group and other HUD-certified counselors can help people in danger of losing their homes access government money. Are you a fan of these groups? Do you think they're a good resource?
So all of the housing counseling agencies right now are assisting tenants who need to apply for Unite CT, and in some instances are also helping landlords. And that is very significant because the only way to apply for Unite CT is online. And one of the things that we know is that there is a very large digital divide in Connecticut, meaning that people of color in particular don't have access to the internet, don't have computers, are left to try and fill out an application and a mobile phone. And the housing counselors, of which Bruce Marks spoke, have been trying to bridge that gap and help people get their applications in, whether or not they have internet at home.
So for someone out there who is in trouble, what should they do? Who should they call first?
So the first thing to do is to call 211 because they can refer them to a housing counseling agency, and that's just a phone call. If someone does have a computer, there is, and they put Unite CT into any search engine, they will get taken to the Unite CT homepage, which includes not only a list of housing counseling agencies, but a schedule of places where the Unite CT tech bus is going to stop. So this week, the Unite CT tech bus is in Bridgeport today, New Haven on Wednesday, Bridgeport on Thursday, and Waterbury on Friday. And the tech bus is a place that has computers and people who can help tenants and landlords fill out an application.
Aaron Kempel, Executive Director of the Connecticut Fair Housing Center, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.